Hello, everybody. It's me again, Russell Mills. It is April 13th, 2024, on a Saturday. I wanted to say hello. Hope everybody's blessed. I'm going to make another video. I'm going to talk about the passing of DJ Mr. C. This is pioneer Brooklyn DJ at 57, born Calvin LeBron. Mr. C was a pioneer in New York City's hip-hop scene and helped boost the career of the Notorious B.I.G. Mr. C, a disc jockey, was an integral part in the New York City's booming 1990 hip-hop scene and early champion of the Notorious B.I.G. has died. He was 57. His death was confirmed on Wednesday by Skip Dillard, brand manager at WXBK 94.7, the block, New York City, where Mr. C had a show. No other details were provided. This is Mr. C, whose head-to-head bop and mixes reverted on New York radios for decades, was a hit DJ in New York City's Hot 97 for more than 20 years. Before leaving the station in 2014, he was the executive producer of the Notorious B.I.G.'s debut album, Ready to Die. Born Calvin LeBron in August of 1966 in the Bedford-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn, Mr. C grew up in his grandparents' home and took to the turntables under the mentorship of an uncle who was a DJ. He told Rock the Bells, a satellite radio show, in November. He added that his early influences came from the radio, listening to hip-hop acts like world famous Supreme Team and Awesome 2. So this turned into my passion for DJing and having the dream that one day I wanted to be on the radio. He said Mr. C lived out the dream on Hot 97 before leaving the station, citing the station's new musical directions. I might be the answer for now, but I don't think I'd be the answer for 5 or 10 years from now, he told the Times in 2014. This is Chris Green, promotional of Capitol Musical Group, who has known DJ since the mid-90s, said in an interview with New York Times that Mr. C was the glue between the old and the new on Hot 97. So Mr. C first resigned from this station for a brief period in 2013 after it was revealed that he had solicited service of transgender prostitutes. Questions about his sexuality ranked the hip-hop community, which has long struggled with homophobia. He briefly returned to the station before ultimately leaving in 2014. So Mr. C, a highly respected figure, continued spinning records in clubs and on other radio stations. Before he died, he had his own playing throwback on 94.7 The Block, New York City. After his death was announced on Wednesday, the station honored him by playing recorded in this 2022 mix that paid tribute to the Notorious B.I.G. for what would have been the rapper's 50th birthday. The Notorious B.I.G., born Christopher Wallace, was murdered in 1997 at age 24. This is before the Notorious B.I.G., the DJ had worked with Big Daddy Kane. Mr. C was also credited with helping promote the careers of 50 Cent and other rappers. There was no immediate word on his survivors. This is an interview on Kitchen Talk podcast published in 2021. Mr. C showed the host the pictures of himself at 3 years old in which he was holding a 45 RPM record. He noted that his father given him the photo before he died in 1993, same year Mr. C joined Hot 97. He had it, and he said to me, I knew this is what he was going to do. So let's, I'm going to play you guys what Mr. C looks like.
At least 17, what's up? Let me just first start off by saying, I just want to thank Roxanne Shea and Cutmaster Cool V for having me on the Roxanne Shante Have a Nice Day show earlier. Yeah, Savvy Davis Jr., I'm going to make this announcement. I made the announcement earlier on my live, but I kind of want to do it again to really make sure everybody really understands what's happening. So let me say this again. Once again, I want to thank Roxanne Shante, and I want to thank Cutmaster Cool V. I want to thank their producer, Quincy, for having me on Roxanne Shantae's Have a Nice Day show on LL Cool J's Rock the Bells Radio earlier. If you missed my live from earlier today, I made a big announcement on Roxanne Shantae's show. And I'm going to kind of repeat the announcement that I made. So, this October, we're in the month of October, we're at the tail end of the month of October. Back in October of 1993, myself and Big Daddy Kane, we did a show at Madison Square Garden, October of 1993. The name of the show was called the Budweiser Superfest. We was one of the only hip-hop groups, or hip-hop acts on the show. And on that show in October of 1993, Big Daddy Kane brought out Scoob Lover, which was one of our dancers. Shout out to my man Johnny Famous. He brought out Shaheem the Rugged Child, and he brought out two rappers who would later become two of the greatest rappers of all time, the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac. Kane brought both of them on stage at Madison Square Garden back in 1993. And out of that live performance came this. If y'all remember this live performance, give me a fire emoji. So that was the infamous performance, iconic, legendary performance with Biggie and Tupac on stage with Big Daddy Kane back in October of 1993. Fast forward now, we are in October of 2023. It has been 30 years. Shout out to Wimpy B. It has been 30 years since that infamous live performance. Now, in case y'all don't know, I am the one that recorded that live performance. I recorded that live performance on a cassette tape at Madison Square Garden 30 years ago. I never forget, when I recorded that performance, I had begged the sound man in the middle of the garden to let me record it. And he was like, yo, I'm going to let you record, but don't tell nobody. Of course, I had to tell the world once I recorded it. So I recorded the performance off a cassette. And when I recorded that performance off the cassette, then I put it on vinyl. Shout out to my man, Steve and Ian from Tape Kings. If anybody remember Tape Kings, that was the distributor I used to put my mixtapes out with. And we pressed up the vinyl. Put the vinyl out on Tape Kings, and I used to beg Funkmaster Flex to play the song, to play the freestyle on I-97. And Flex is like, I'm gonna get to it. I gave Flex like 6 copies of the vinyl back then, and Flex would never play it. One Sunday night, Flex had me as a guest DJ at the Tunnel Nightclub, and at the Tunnel Nightclub, when I was a special guest DJ, I played the Weird Brooklyn at there, and Flex ran to the booth. Yo, what is this? What is this? I said, Flex, this is the joint I've been trying to give you for I don't know how long. I mean, gave you 6 copies of the record. Go back to your crib, look for the record, and get it on. Flex got it on Hot 97, and the rest is history. It became an iconic, legendary performance. So I'm going to play it again. Let me play it again one more time. Hold on, y'all. Let me play it one more time. This iconic performance from...
Very devastating news coming in this moment in time. DJ Mr. C, permanent fixture in the hip-hop radio culture, has passed on, according to a couple of reports that are actually coming in to report about this very sad news. TMZ and other online news platforms have come out to confirm this devastating story. Hot 97, the station where Mr. C actually built his foundation, sent out his their heartfelt statement to signify his life and career. They said in a very touching statement that as a family at Heart 97 WBLS, we are deeply saddened by the passing of our beloved Mr. C. He wasn't just a DJ, but he was a pillar of our stations, bringing joy to countless listeners with his legendary throwback at noon on Friday night live sets. The station added, Mr. C's influence stretched far beyond the airwaves, shaping the very fabric.
That's basically what Mr. C looked like.
just wanted to show you guys that, you know, legendary DJ, as everybody has heard. I'm gonna say something else. Let's see. Let's see if I can play something else. I can't believe that, you know, that he just passed. So let's say this. Show you guys this real quick.
Wix is your platform to perform on.
Wix.
A complete.
Schedules, you know, but whenever we will hook up and see each other, you know, and go to VIP things or play together, was always a wonderful thing. It's just really strange to hear that DJ Mr. C has passed away. Really good dude, man. Really nice guy. And I simply want to say, DJ Mr. C, you will be missed. Thank you so much for all the fun times. And thank you for the times when I needed new music. You would always meet with me and hook me up and give me the new music, because radio station DJs always get the hottest music and get it first. I would be able to call them at any time and say, listen, I heard something. Could you give me a copy of that? And Mr. C was always there. So I want to say, man, rest in peace. You will be missed. It's your boy, Grandmaster. I'm out.
The hip-hop world is mourning today with the loss of legendary DJ Mr. C. Now, it has been confirmed by his family that the Brooklyn native did, in fact, pass away. Now, you know, he worked, you know, at Hot 97 as well as other, you know, stations in New York, and outside of New York as well. Hot 97 actually, you know, wrote a statement. They put as a family at Hot 97 and WBLS. We're deeply saddened by the passing out of our beloved Mr. C. He wasn't just a DJ, he was a pillar of all our stations, bringing joy to the countless listeners with his legendary throwback at noon and Friday Night Live set. Mr. C's influence stretched far beyond the airwaves, shaping the very fabric of NYC DJ culture. Our hearts are heavy as we send our love and condolences to his family and the fans whose lives he touched through his music. Rest easy, Mr. C. Your legacy will live on forever. Now, again, man, if you don't know who this guy is, you can do an easy Google search and you can see he's one of the people that helped bring, you know, B.I.G., you know, out in front of the people. He was Big Daddy Kane's DJ, and worked with a lot of people, did a lot of great things in the community of hip-hop, and he is one of the dudes that, you know, need to be celebrated, you know. In his life and in his death, we celebrate it as somebody who brought us certain people and continued to push the culture in a positive fashion. So salute to him.
So that's all I'm gonna say as far as that. Mr. C, you know, rest in peace. You know, my legendary DJ. So, again, 57 years old, too bad that he passed. But, you know, again, you know, you want to be remembered in this life as someone that was trying to do the best you could and, you know, and live your life the right way. And hopefully he had God in his life, I hope. But if he didn't, then you already know what the end result will be for those that don't have God in their life. So, but everybody, feel free to check out more of my videos. Type in my name's Russell Mills, RussellMills, May 22nd, 2017. My first video is called Why Black People Settle for Less. Everybody, take care. Peace.